Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Let's talk about the New York Racing Association, otherwise known as NYRA. They're running job fairs because they're having trouble finding staff.
NYRA is racing to try to fill all the positions they need at the race course for the summer racing season, which starts this Thursday. It's the first time in more than a year that there'll be people, customers, spectators in the stands and in the backyard. And NYRA, like many employees, is having difficulty staffing up, and they're trying to add their staff as the recovery continues. Like many employers, they're offering bonuses, $500 in some cases, to jobs in select categories for people who stay for the full 40-day meet. NYRA's running afternoon, quote-unquote, pop-up hiring events at the track. Those are going to run right through Wednesday, the day before the season starts. And that's on top of their usual hiring fair, which takes place most years after the Belmont Stakes in early June. So the fact that they are doing daily hiring efforts shows just how much of a sprint they're trying to make to staff up to full size.
Next up, Mike, tell us about the story involving the owner of the popular Pareca's Bakery in Schenectady.
Yeah, Schenectady is well known for its good restaurants, its Italian restaurants, and it has some of the best in the region, but it suffered a huge blow last year when Cornell's multi-generational restaurant in Schenectady closed as the pandemic was starting. But the old place on North J Street has new life, as you say. Maria Pareca Papa, whose family owns Pareca's Bakery, is under contract to buy Cornell's, which is next door to the bakery and the bakery's restaurant, more Pareca's. The move is going to bring together two names that have helped define Italian food in Schenectady for nearly 190 years combined. The Cornell's building is at 39 North J Street, and it's under contract for $450,000, Papa says. The previous ownership group included Jack Hume, who was the longtime owner and publisher of the Daily Gazette. Papa says she's also negotiating to purchase the name and the rights for the last 2 years of menus for Cornell's. She's not going to make it part of the Pareca's brand, but hopes to revive the Cornell's brand. It would be a separate operation from the bakery and the restaurant at the bakery. As I said, Cornell's closed at the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. The owners at the time said they were unable to adapt to the takeout-only model then dictated by the state.
He is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too.